You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We are back, and thank you very much for tuning in. You're listening to Adventist World Radio. This is still live. It's the second hour of live with me, Nayelu Pondwana. We are moving on now to our next segment. And by the way, this segment is the last edition, like many of them, on a Friday, where we are dealing with this matter of trying to understand and know God. And I want to be very clear. We're not suggesting that there's a time where a person can know God. But you must know what it is that you're believing in about the least that you know about your God. And that's why we're having these conversations. And today we're dealing with knowing God, or who is this God? God without religion. Is it even possible to have a God without having religion? What if God exists outside the systems with we as human beings have created to worship him? What if he's been misrepresented by the denominations, institutions, and cultural agendas? That's what we're dealing with today. We're trying to explore the idea of finding God beyond religion and what that means for your faith. We have Pastor Darlington Noah joining us on the line to talk to us about just that. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Our question, Mfundisi, is rather interesting for me. I would have loved to spend 2 hours on this issue, but we don't have 2 hours. So I suppose we'll have to do with the 15 minutes we have together. Can you believe in God, Mfundisi, but not in organized religion?
Yeah, allow me to say yes, you can.
Yeah.
Basing on the quotation of Ellen G. White, she said, true worship is not confined to any particular place or form. God is worshipped acceptably in many different ways. That is from her book, The Desire of Ages, page 189. This suggests that one's relationship with God can exist outside traditional religious structures. Maybe in support to this view, Dr. N.T. Wright notes, I quote, the early church was not about building or institutions, but about a community of people transformed by Jesus. That is from his book, Simply Jesus, page 175. Now, while it's possible to believe in God without organized religion, the Bible emphasizes the importance of community and gathering with the fellow believers. That is if you read Hebrews 10, verse 25. And Jesus himself participated in communal worship. Luke 4, verse 16 says that. Then we need also to participate in the Great Commission. If you read Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. This commission now highlights the importance of, number one, spreading the gospel, number two, baptism, number three, discipleship. While individual can have a personal relationship with God, the Bible encourages the believers to gather, support one another, and fulfill the Great Commission together.
Okay. Has the church ever blocked your view of God instead of revealing him to you, Mfundisi? Mfundisi, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
I need you to switch off that radio behind you, Mfundisi. It's causing us feedback, and because I'm wearing headphones, it hits directly in my ears.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm far away from it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so my question was, has the church, organized religion, ever blocked your view of God instead of revealing God to you?
Yeah, Thank you for the question. Yes, the church ever blocked my view of God instead of revealing Him. How? When we expect support and compassion from our church community, but don't receive it, it can be disheartening. This experience can lead to questions about the church's role in revealing God's love. As church members, we must be able to discuss, number one, expectations of people versus reality. Number two, church's role in supporting members. Number three, balancing doctrine and compassion. Ellen G. White's cautions as by saying the history of the church shows that even good institutions can become corrupt. That is from her book Testimonies for the Church, volume 5, page 217. This highlights the potential for religious institution to obscure the true nature of God. Maybe coupled to the above, Dr. C.S. Lewis warns us, I quote, when the church's primary focus is on itself rather than Christ, it loses its way. That is from his book, Near Christianity, page 45. Maybe in conclusion, I can say, let's explore ways to embody God's love and support within our church communities, reflecting Jesus' teaching on compassion and kindness.
Okay. So what's the difference, Gemfundis, between following God and following doctrine?
Now, the difference between following God and following doctrine is that following God involves a personal relationship, obedience to His word, and guidance from the Spirit, while following doctrines focuses on adhering to specific teachings, traditions, or interpretations. More so, a doctrine can sometimes hinder our relationship with God. That is when doctrine becomes rigid and replaces our connection with God. So a balance between biblical teachings and heartfelt faith is essential.
Right.
We maintain balancing by prioritizing scriptures, seeking guidance from the Holy Spirit, and fostering a genuine relationship with God.
Okay. So is it possible? Could some of our most sacred religious practices be completely missing the point?
Yeah, of course, yes. Ellen G. White's critics, many are more devoted to forms and ceremonies than to the principles of righteousness. That is from her book, The Ministry of Healing, page 128. This suggests that religious practices can become empty if not grounded in genuine faith and obedience. Dr. Dallas Willard observes religious rituals can become mere performances if not accompanied by heart transformation. That is from his book, The Divine Conspiracy, page 102. Maybe in conclusion, I can say, let us examine our own practices, ensuring they align with God's heart and spirit. Listeners can reflect on their own spiritual practices and seek guidance from scripture and spiritual leaders.
Yeah. That's interesting. Interesting. So tell me, Gemfundisi, with all of what you're saying, if we really don't need the buildings, titles, traditions, and so forth, as you've quoted Ellen Gold White, what then would a relationship with God look like without these buildings, without these titles, without these traditions and practices and forms?
Okay, thank you so much. As I said before, the true church is composed of those who are genuine followers of Christ. This highlights the importance of authentic faith and relationship over external structures.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking, Mfundisi. I need you to describe what that authenticity looks like.
Okay. The church is not a building, but a community of people who embody God's love. So this implies that Christians must be characterized with, number one, authentic, genuine faith, free from formalism. Number two, it must be relational, emphasizing personal relationship with God and others. Number three, it must be flexible, adapting to different contexts and cultures. Maybe the most important part is that the church must be mission focused, prioritizing serving others and sharing God's love. Maybe this approach prioritizes a genuine personal relationship with God, guided by Scripture and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose that makes sense. Appreciate it, Mfundisi. All right. I have no more questions. I hear you, Mfundisi. I understand. I hope everybody else understands and hears you just as well. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time, your insights, and your patience, and your research. I've been listening throughout the week, and you have made the effort to go and research different authors and different perspectives of your replies, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time, Mfundisi. May God bless you and your ministry. Have a blessed Sabbath tomorrow.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you too.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.